Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Ellington, Basie, Rodgers, Hart, and Hammerstein, Sondheim, and so much more. Today's show, in the spirit of last week's Tony Awards, will encompass some of my favorite songs from musicals. Some of my favorite musicals are sort of oddballs. My favorite musical of all time is Sweeney Todd. The music and lyrics are brilliant, but not quite toe-tapping. So I actually want to start off with a couple of toe-tappers to sort of ease us into this whole thing. So we're going to start off with Frank Lesser's Guys and Dolls. We're going to do a two-shot, Bushel and a Peck, and the legendary Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat from Guys and Dolls.
And now for the grand finale of our Round the World review, we take you down on the farm with our star, Miss Adelaide, and the Hot Box Chick Chick Chickies.
Johnson. Brother Nicely Nicely Johnson.
Get up, you.
Well, it happened to me kind of funny, like a dream. That's it, a dream.
Well, tell us in your own words.
I dreamed last night I got on the boat to heaven, and by some chance I had brought my dice along. And there I stood, and I hollered, "Someone fade me." But the passengers, they knew right from wrong. For the people all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
People all said, sit down, you're rocking the boat.
And the devil will drag you under by the sharp lapel of your checkered coat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
I sailed away on that little boat to heaven, and by some chance found a bottle in my fist. And there I stood, nicely passing out the whiskey, but the passengers were bound to resist. For the people all said, beware, you're on a heavenly trip. People all said,
beware,
you'll scuttle a ship, and the devil will drag you under by the fancy tie on your wicked throat. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down,
sit down, you're rocking the boat down.
And as I laughed at those passengers to heaven, a great big wave came and washed me overboard. And as I sank and I hollered, someone save me, that's the moment I woke up. Thank the Lord.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
And I said to myself, sit down. Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Sit down.
Said to myself, sit down.
Sit down,
you're rocking the boat. And the devil will drag you under. And the soul so heavy you'd never float. Sit down,
sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. You're rocking the boat. Sit down, you're rocking. Rocking the boat.
Love that rendition, that take on Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat and Bushel and a Peck from the 1992 recording of Guys and Dolls. It's a show I was fortunate enough to see. It's 20 years ago. It's hard to believe. I was fortunate enough to see that summer. And in fact, that summer, I was an intern in the studios in which that recording was made, the old RCA studios. You really great side note about that studio. It's now long since closed, and maybe some other day I'll tell you a story about that. But this studio was Studio A. There were seven or eight different studios in there, and Studio A was specifically special. It was 100 feet long by 100 feet wide by 100 feet tall, and it had a hydraulic ceiling. Where they could lower the ceiling in sections and thirds, and they could tune the room. It was amazing. I've never seen or heard of another room like it, and the only other point worth mentioning about that is the fact that in, I want to say, 83 or 84, maybe even 82, Leonard Bernstein recorded in RCA Studio A for the first time, and it was the last room he ever recorded in, other than whatever might have been captured live when he was doing various on-location recordings. He loved that room so much. It was tunable. He could do so much with it in terms of making the room sound the same way he wanted the orchestra to sound. And they did an operatic version of West Side Story for a German record label, and became his room. It was the only place he ever recorded until he died. Moving on, I want to bring one of my favorite ballads from a musical. The musical is called Golden Boy, and it was a Lee Adams and Charles Strauss piece from the 60s. Unique story about the musical is the fact that at the same time, Sammy Davis was doing his own TV show, and he was also doing this show on Broadway, and he was managing to make it all work, and pretty interesting to think of the depth and variety of performer it would take to do that. Hard to find someone today who could even come close to pulling that off. But I love this song, and I love the performance that Sammy Davis and Paula Wayne put into it. It's a duet. I Want to Be With You. Sammy Davis Jr., Paula Wayne, from Golden Boy.
Lorna, Lorna and Joe, somehow it sounds so right, Somehow you feel what I feel too. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. I wanna be with you. After all the nights of wanting you, lying there loving you, hating you, tonight I'm touching you, holding you. Well, you're gonna see, we'll make out somehow. Here's my girl and me. Can't hurt us now. We're gonna have it all. I'll love you every day. Lorna, life can be so great for us. Here's our chance. It's not too late for us. Grab it fast or life won't wait for us. I wanna be with you.
Of her, a I think of her.
From death she casts her spell. All night we hear her sighs, and now a girl has come who has her eyes. She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes, those eyes that saw him happy long ago, those eyes that gave him life and hope he'd never known. How can he see the girl and miss those hazel?
She has her eyes. The girl has Lily's hazel eyes. Those eyes that closed and left me all alone. Those eyes I feel will never ever let me go. How can I see this girl who has her hazel eyes?
In Lily's eyes a castle, house seemed to be, and by the bravest knight became my lady fair was she.
Going.
That was three songs in a row. I Want to Be With You from Golden Boy, Lily's Eyes from Secret Garden with Mandy Patinkin, one of my personal favorites, and Tell Me on a Sunday from Song and Dance. That's the recording I have. There are other recordings of the show, Tell Me on a Sunday. I believe they may have even recorded two, maybe even three. It's the Tim Rice, Andrew Lloyd Webber project that was initially written for Elaine Page back in the late 70s, early 80s, and had a short run in New York. I was very fortunate enough to see the performance in the summer. I want to say it was the summer of 85. I was here. I did not grow up in New York, and I think that may be why my appreciation is as strong for the city as it is. And I remember watching this. The way Song and Dance was structured was that if I remember correctly, the front of the piece was song, and then they closed with dance, and then they had a big finale song as well. So a really unique kind of a piece. I hope you enjoyed that trio of ballads, beautiful pieces of music, that's for sure. Coming up next, going back to Mandy Patinkin. As I said, Mandy is a particular favorite of mine. I've seen him, I want to say, three times solo. Once at a theater right on Broadway, another time at Lincoln Center, and then again in, of all places, Fort Lauderdale. Years ago, all years ago, 20, 25 years ago. And him, there's a connect between him and Sondheim. There's something in his mouth, the way he forms words and the way Sondheim writes words, that the two of them go very well together. Finishing the Hat from Sunday in the Park.
Mademoiselles, pal. Second bottle, ah, she looks for me. Bonnet flapping, yapping, roof, chicken, pastry. Yes, she looks for me. Good. Let her look for me to tell me why she left me, as I always knew she would. I had thought she understood. They have never understood, and no reason that they should. But if anybody could. Finishing the hat. How you have to finish the hat. How you watch the rest of the world from a window while you finish the hat. Mapping out a sky. What you feel like planning the sky. What you feel when voices that come through the window go until they distance and die. Until there's nothing but sky. And how you're always turning back to late from the grass or the stick or the dog or the light. How the kind of woman willing to wait, not the kind that you want to find waiting to return you to the night. Dizzy from the height. Coming from the hat. Studying the hat. Entering the world of the hat. Reaching through the world of the hat like a window, back to this one from that. Studying a face. Stepping back to look at a face. Leaves a little space in the way, like a window, but to see. It's the only way to see. And when the woman that you wanted goes, say to yourself, well, I give what I give. But the woman who won't wait for you knows that however you live, there's a part of you always standing by, mapping out the sky. Finishing a hat. Starting on a hat. Finishing a hat. Look, I made a hat. Where there never was a hat.
Finishing the Hat from Sunday in the Park with George. It's a tough song if you look at the content of the lyric. It's about the challenges that creative people and I think people in general give up, the trade-off. You could be selfish and say that it's just related to creative people, but I disagree with that. I think it's the trade-off that everyone makes in giving up whatever it is that they want in pursuit of something else. Whether it's, you know, you spend 12 hours at the office in a given day, and meanwhile maybe your home life is suffering, or you spend too much time on a side project and your work life is suffering, or however you want to turn that around. For artists, I think it's particularly notable because it's tangible. When they're not working on their craft, chances are their craft is suffering. Not that you can stay on these things all the time, but it's a balancing act, and that's what I've always gotten out of that particular song. And when you play it against the light of a George Shira, I think it's apropos. So up next, we have the one and only, in my mind, Abby Lincoln, the dearly departed. We lost her about 2 years ago, doing her version of the Romberg and Hammerstein, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise.
Softly as in a morning sunrise, the light of love comes stealing newborn day. Oh, flaming with all the glow of sunrise, a burning kiss is sealing the vow that all betray. For the passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends each story softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light that gave you glory will take it all away. Passions that thrill love and lift you high to heaven are the passions that kill love and let you fall to hell. So ends each story softly, as in a morning sunrise, the light that gave you glory will take it all away. Oh, softly, 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 softly.
I'm imagining that that was faded out naturally in the studio. They just started to play softer, and at some point, the engineer brought the faders down, but I believe that that was probably not an automated fade. It seemed too authentic and organic. That was Abby Lincoln, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. That was, you heard me say, Romberg and Hammerstein, Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein, their original, Hammerstein's original partner. That was from the 1928 operetta, The New Moon. Up next, sort of a departure, but still a song from a musical, You and the Night and the Music. It's done by Grant Green, and Grant Green is one of my favorite, frankly, my favorite jazz guitarist. This was You and the Night and the Music had a life of its own, became a real pop song in its own right, but was originally written for a Broadway show. It's a Dietzen Schwartz piece. Revenge with Music was the show, and ran all of 22 performances, but this song is really its signature. So Grant Green, You and the Night and the Music. Thank you.
Thank you.
Night and the Music from Grant Green. Just beautiful, smooth playing from Grant Green. I hope you like him. You'll hear more of him and some of his work over the next number of episodes. Up next is, again, we're going... Mandy Patinkin is maybe one of the few artists that we're going to hear a lot from here. Ella Fitzgerald is another. But Mandy, again, with Good Thing Going and Taxi from his record Experiment. I like that album for a lot of reasons. It's not as strong as his first solo, which is my favorite solo record of his. But it's still, there's a magic to it and a lightness to it. Mandy Patinkin, Good Thing Going, and we're going to follow that up with the Harry Chapin song, Taxi, which is not a Broadway song, but the two go really well together, and Taxi is one of my favorite story songs from the 70s, Harry Chapin. Mandy Patinkin.
Started out like a song. It started quiet and slow, with no surprise. And then one morning I woke to realize we had this good thing going. It's not that nothing went wrong. Some angry moments, of course, but just a few. And only moments, no more, because we knew we had this good thing going. And if I wanted too much, was that such a mistake at the time? You never wanted enough, all right, though I don't make that a crime. And while it's going along, you take for granted some love will wear away. We took for granted a lot, but still I say it could have kept on growing. Instead of just kept on, we had this good thing going, going. It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady in blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said, 16 Parkside Lane. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, I'm sure you're mistaken. And she didn't say anything more. Took a while till she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile just the same. She said, how are you, Harry? I said, how are you, Sue? Through the too many miles and the two little smiles, I still remember you. It was somewhere in a fairy tale. I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the back of a Dodge. The lesson hadn't gone too far. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights. I took off to find the sky. I've got something inside me to drive the princess blind. There's a wild man wizard, he's hiding in me, illuminating my mind. Oh, I've got something inside me, not what my life's about, 'cause I've been letting my outside tide me over till my time runs out. Baby so high that she's skying, yes she's flying, afraid to fall. I'll tell you why baby's crying, 'cause she's dying, aren't we all?
There was not much more for us to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone. So I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine-trimmed lawns. And she said we must get together, but I knew it'd never be arranged. Then she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, "Harry, keep the change." Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let her go. I stashed the bill in my shirt, and she walked away in the silence. Strange how you never know, but we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off to find the sky. And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home, and me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips, getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned.
Perfect. It's a perfect story song sung by a perfect singer. Up next, another two-shot from Mel Torme, the man who I've not given proper credit to. He is the opening tune, the intro every week to the show. Mel Torme with two back-to-back from his Swing Schubert Alley record, Too Darn Hot and Lonely Town.
I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Refill the cup with my baby tonight. I'd like to sup with my baby tonight. Fill the cup with my baby tonight. I ain't up to my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. pitch the woo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Pants for romance is not, 'cause it's too darn hot. I'd like to coo with my baby tonight. I'd like to coo with my baby. Pitch the woo with my baby. Like to coo with my baby tonight. Pitch the woo with my baby tonight. Brother, you fight my baby tonight, 'cause it's too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot, too darn hot. According to the Kinsey Report, every average man, you know, much prefers his lovey-dovey to court when the temperature is low. But when the thermometer goes way up and the weather is sizzling hot, Mr. Gob for his squab, a marine for his queen, a GI for his cutie pie is not, 'cause it's too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn, too darn hot. New York, New York, or a village in Iowa, the only difference is the name. If you're alone, whether on Main Street or on Broadway, if you're alone, they are both the same. A town's a lonely town when you pass through. And there is no one waiting there for you. Then it's a lonely town. You wander and down, the crowds rush by, a million faces pass before your eyes. Still, it's a lonely town, unless there's love, a love that's shining like a harbor. You're lost in the night, unless there's love, the world's an empty place,
Lonely Town, Mel Torme, really crisp version of that song. Can't help but like it. Yeah, frankly, I love it. I love that that era of Torme. It's just very clean. Those records sound crisp. They sound amazing still today. That's for sure. And closing out this week's show, I want to bring you probably my favorite vocalist, really, of all time. And I've talked about my favorite male vocalist is Johnny Hartman. My favorite female vocalist is Ella, and she's my favorite vocalist overall. She's just she's amazing. There's no other way to say it. It's just amazing. This is her take of the Rodgers and Hart classic, Manhattan.
Summer journeys to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us so when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. We'll go to Yonkers, where true love conquers in the wilds, and starve together, dear, in Childs. We'll go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. And my fair lady is a terrific show, they say. We both may see it close someday. The city's glamour can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
I try to do that every day. Turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. It's my favorite place in the world. When I'm gone from here, I feel like I'm missing a part of me. I went to college in Boston. When I'm up there for a couple of days at a clip, it's usually that third or fourth day I really start to miss being here. When I visit friends in other parts of the country, it's even worse, frankly. Manhattan is my heartbeat in a lot of ways, my pulse certainly, and I hope that comes through when you listen to this show. To me, there's a real strong connection between this music and this city. I've gotten some feedback from some listeners, and they've said that when they listen to the show, if they've visited or if they've lived here, or if they do live here, that it makes them feel at home, and that means so much to me. I can't tell you. So thanks so much for listening to this third episode of New York Standard. You can find me on Twitter, at NYStandard. You can also send an email to nycstandard@gmail.com. And thanks so much for listening to this week's installment. My name is Andre Archambault. I'm your host of New York Standard. Have a great week.